Lesson 7.
これから、ユミが書いた英語の文章と、その内容に関する質問、および、あ、い、う、えの4つの答えを読みます。質問に対する正しい答えを、あからえの中から1つ選び、記号で答えなさい。
Yesterday morning, Mr. Yoshida, our English teacher, came into our classroom with a young woman. Good morning, everyone, he said. This is Ms. Nancy Brown. She just arrived in Japan in November. She can speak Japanese a little, but can neither read nor write it. She is going to teach you English. Ms. Brown, would you please tell us something?She smiled at us and said, Good morning, boys and girls. I'm happy that I can teach you English. I'm from Boston. Do you know where it is? Boston is in the eastern part of the U.S. It's very cold, and we have a lot of snow in winter. And Boston is a very old city.I'm interested in Japan, and I'd like to visit old cities. Her English was so easy that we could understand her. After her speech, we asked her many questions. It was an exciting morning. Number 1. Can Ms. Brown speak Japanese?
Yes, she can also write it. Yes.But she cannot read or write it. No, she can neither speak nor read it. No, but she can read and write it.
Number 2. Which is true of Boston?
It's in the eastern part of Canada. It's old and snowy. It's interesting and exciting. It's like Japan.
Number 3. What does Ms. Brown want to do in Japan?
She wants to study Japanese. She wants to teach English. She wants to visit cold cities. She wants to visit old cities.
Number 4. Was Ms. Brown's English difficult to understand?
Yes, it was too difficult for Yumi to understand. Yes, her English was too difficult and too fast. No.Yumi could understand it easily. Yumi didn't listen to Ms. Brown.
これでリスニング問題を終わります。